This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you didn't know already, this week is National FFA Week. National FFA Week always runs Saturday to Saturday and encompasses February 22nd, which is George Washington's birthday. The National FFA Board of Directors designated the week-long tradition, which began in 1948, in recognition of Washington's legacy as an agriculturist and farmer. Local FFA chapters are busy celebrating the week with special activities, and this morning we'll hear how the Gillespie FFA chapter is celebrating and what other things they've been up to. First up is chapter historian Gavin Brown.
I'm serving as the Gillespie FFA chapter historian. This week is National FFA Week, and our chapter has several activities, such as today is cracker eating day, tomorrow is milk chugging, and Thursday is pie eating. This whole week there'll be a dodgeball tournament, and Friday will be the dodgeball championship. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it's going to be fun.
Is this one of your favorite weeks out of the year? I remember being in high school, and it was always a week that we had the most fun because we did things that we didn't do the rest of the year.
Yeah, this is probably the funnest week out of them all. This year is our first time doing the dodgeball tournament, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm pretty competitive.
Who is going to be competing in the tournament? All grade levels? Are you involving teachers? Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, every grade level is going to be competing. Actually, Mr. Spencer's on our team, so I think there's 10 different teams, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, well, sounds like a lot of fun, and we wish you guys the best of luck in the tournament. And next up, who are we going to be talking with and your role with the chapter?
Hello, my name is Jason Herkey. I'm currently serving as chapter president. We just had a benefit recently for the Karunka family. Seth Karunka, his mother, passed away, unfortunately, so we had a benefit trying to raise some funds for them.
Well, that was really nice of the chapter to help organize that. Was there a meal involved, and where did it take place?
It was right here in our ag shop. We cooked pork chops and pork burgers. We also sold some soda to the community.
Did you have a pretty good turnout?
I believe so, yeah. It seemed like there were a lot of people who showed up for support, and plus a lot of people like Mr. Spencer's pork burgers and pork chops. So.
Well, that's awesome. What a great way to help out the community. And I know it's still February, but it's warming up outside. We're thinking about spring, and that means you're doing some work in the greenhouse.
Yeah, currently we're planting a lot of tomatoes and peppers. We also started some flowering plants such as petunias and impatiens. So it's picking up. It's going to get a lot more busy in there as time goes on. But as you said, it's getting busy.
And you guys usually have a plant sale in the spring, right?
Yes, we do. I don't think we set the dates currently, but we will have them pretty soon.
When you guys start planting these plants and taking care of them, are you in the greenhouse every day? Tell us a little bit about the work that's involved.
Our horticulture class takes care of a lot of it because that's what they're in class for. So they do a lot of it. It's almost daily, not completely. Our greenhouse manager, Gary Manis, he does basically every day he's in there checking things, or I myself am in checking plants, making sure everything's watered and seeing if anything needs anything.
Well, sounds good. We look forward to finding out when that plant sale date is. And next, who are we talking with now and your role with the FFA chapter?
I'm Nick Spencer, and I am serving as this year's chaplain in the FFA.
Nick, we're going to be talking about some record book activities that have been going on. Recently, I think there was a section contest and a district coming up, and you competed in that.
Yeah, there was a section contest that we had a while back, and me and some of my other fellow FFA members, we get to move on to district. And some of them went last year to district like me, and we got interviewed and everything, so we've had a little bit of experience with it, and I think we're going to do pretty good at district.
Well, tell us a little bit about your record book. I know we've talked before, and I'm pretty sure it involves livestock. Just tell us a little about it.
Yeah, I have swine placement and beef placement. I also have oil crop for my record book. And I've had it going on for 3 years now since my freshman year. And it's worked out pretty good. I've expanded my swine placement book and my beef placement a lot. I've bought more cows and had some sows that have had babies, and my old crops, I've bought more ground and everything, and it's been expanding ever since.
Well, sounds like you're keeping busy. What do you think about the interviewing process? You competed in districts last year. Tell us a little bit about it, and did you prepare at all, and what was it like?
Yeah, well, my dad, the ag teacher, he he had me sit down a long time, and he interviewed me, like, what it would go through. And it was a little nerve-wracking being just, like, a sophomore and having to go through all that stuff. And it was a good experience for the first time.
Well, it sounds great. We wish you the best of luck as you go on to compete in the district competition. And next, who are we talking with and your role with the FFA chapter?
Hi, I'm Nate Reinisch. I'm the Sentinel.
Well, Nate, nice to see you today. We're going to be talking about some contests that have already taken place and coming up, and I think you recently had one over the weekend.
Yeah, just this past Friday, we went to the Section 15 FFA lock-in. At the lock-in, there was all kinds of games you could play, and like blow-up houses and obstacle courses. There was also rollerblading and stuff. There's a dodgeball tournament and a volleyball tournament. Our team, our Gillespie team, they won the volleyball tournament.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I know a section, that means there are several other schools. So any idea on the number of other schools that were there with you guys?
There's a few. Carlinville, Southwestern, North Mac, Jerseyville, they were all there. So.
Awesome. So is that something that you would recommend to other FFA members to participate in if they get the chance?
Yes, I would recommend this. It is a very fun time. I mean, you get to meet a lot of people, and it's just fun going there and having fun.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And next, we're going to be talking with another FFA member. Last but not least, your name and your role with the chapter.
Hi, my name is Blaine Fritz, and I'm serving this year as our Gillespie FFA reporter.
Well, Blaine, nice to see you today, too. And we have a couple of events to talk about that are coming up this week.
Yes, on Thursday, February 23rd at 6 o'clock in the Gillespie High School cafeteria, the Gillespie FFA will be having their annual chili supper. And then on Saturday, February 25th, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., the Gillespie FFA alumni will be hosting their pancake and sausage breakfast. Ages 13 and up are $7, and ages 5 to 12 are $5.
Do these events help raise money for the chapter? Tell us a little bit about why you host these.
We host the chili supper to have parents come out and meet Mr. Spencer and everybody. And then on for our pancake and sausage breakfast, the proceeds go to benefit the scholarship fund for the GHS FFA students.
Well, sounds good. I know you've got a busy week. It's National FFA Week on top of having these events planned. Do you guys volunteer and help out at both of the meals?
Yes, we do. Most of our officers participate and help out.
So if you could just remind us again the date and time for both the chili supper and the breakfast.
The chili supper is February 23rd at 6 o'clock. And then the breakfast is Saturday, February 25th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
And both of those taking place at the Gillespie High School?
Yes, in the cafeteria.
And once again, we've been hearing from Gavin Brown, Jason Hartke, Nick Spencer, Nate Reinisch, and Blaine Fritz, all officers for the Gillespie FFA. In other news, the Illinois Beef Expo kicks things off today in Springfield at the State Fairgrounds. The trade show will be open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 this afternoon. The Illinois Performance Tested Bull Sale gets started at 11 in the upper arena of the Livestock Center. The Angus Sale Cattle Check-In starts at 1 p.m. Hereford Sale Cattle Check-In starts at 2. And Junior Cattle and Tack are allowed on the grounds at 5 p.m. The trade show will be open the rest of the week, including Sunday. And for more information on the schedule of events, you can visit IllinoisBeefExpo.com. In some national ag news, President Trump penned a letter this week reiterating his support for the renewable fuel standard. The Renewable Fuels Association released the letter during the National Ethanol Conference in San Diego. Trump told the ethanol industry in the letter that your president and this administration values the importance of renewable fuels to America's economy. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen thanked Trump for reaffirming his support, which has been in question because Trump appointed former Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the EPA, according to the Hagstrom Report. Pruitt has close ties to the fossil fuel industry, but has upheld that he will enforce the RFS as per the laws set by Congress. In some other national ag news, Bayer Ag CEO Warner Bauman says he expects the Bayer-Monsanto deal will close by the end of this year. Bauman says he's confident the planned $57 billion acquisition of Monsanto would overcome any regulatory obstacles and close by the end of the year, despite delays with U.S. and European antitrust authorities, according to a report by Dow Jones. Bauman made the comments during Bayer's annual earnings conference. Bayer filed for approval with the Justice Department for the agreement at the end of last year, but has put off filing for regulatory approval with the European Commission until the second quarter of this year. The delay, according to Bayer, follows a request by officials for new documents regarding the transaction. The merger would create the world's top supplier by sales of both seeds and pesticides, creating a one-stop solution for farmers that regulators could see as undermining competition. However, President Donald Trump has touted the deal because of Bayer's commitment to creating new jobs in the United States. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.